Welcome to the podfic of Finer Arcana by Unencrypted, an Our Flag Means Death fic, read by Little Fingies. This fic is rated teen and up audiences, no archive warnings apply. It's a modern AU meet cute for the relationship Blackbeard, Edward Teach, and Steed Bonnet. Summary: Steed is running late, but this time it might actually be fate. Let's begin. Steed sat in the front of his car, hurriedly gathering his belongings in a futile attempt to avoid being late. It wasn't like it really mattered. He was his own boss, he set his own hours, and he had no one to report to anymore, but it was the principle of the thing. His assistant would give him an annoyed glare over his expensive to-go coffee and ask him why he bothered setting such an early starting hour if he was never going to be on time. "We can just start the day at 10 instead," Lucius would point out for the millionth time. No one is that desperate for antiques. Steed would argue otherwise. The fact of the matter was, it didn't matter what arbitrary time he set for Lucius and Frenchie to meet him at the shop. Steed was still going to be late. He set his alarm with plenty of time to spare. He prepared his coffee pot the night before to avoid having to stop on his way to the building he deliberately picked in an effort to ensure his commute stayed under 15 minutes. His bag was packed, keys by the door, door locks, and AC all able to be adjusted by an app on his phone. But something got in the way of his timeliness every damn day. Steed would decide to check TikTok for a single snooze cycle, and then suddenly it's 30 minutes before he's due at the office and he hasn't gotten in the shower yet, which is exactly what had happened that morning. Realistically, he had no one but himself to blame for what happened next. In his haste to make it inside, Steed had forgotten he parked next to the curb and stumbled against the cement block in spectacular fashion. The toe of his penny loafers was irreparably scuffed, and as if to add insult to injury, Steed was forced to watch his favorite ceramic travel mug shatter on the pavement, taking the last of his favorite small batch roast with it. Steed stared down at the remains of the best part of his mornings and suppressed the childish urge to cry as the face of his smartwatch lit up to alert him of his racing heart. Alma and Lewis's smiling faces beamed up at him from the background, yet another reminder of his deficiencies, and it only served to further his misery. He didn't need to look up to know Lucius had come to stand in front of him, far too familiar with the tongue click of sympathy his assistant-turned-friend offered him. "I'll see about finding another one of those cups to replace our fallen soldier," he offered. Steed finally looked up from the coffee-splattered pavement and gave Lucius a look he hoped might quell any smart remarks, at least until after he'd confirmed whether or not his trousers were ruined. "I'm going to be late," he declared, watching Frenchie wince from inside the shop. Lucius wordlessly unburdened Steed of all his belongings, except for his wallet and phone, with insulting ease. "Why don't you grab yourself a little treat from the place you always look at but never go into, Frenchie and I can manage to tag the tea sets with all the stickers you meticulously wrote out before we closed." "I'm going to throw myself into traffic," Steed declared, quite sensible and not at all dramatic. Lucius gave a pointed look to the empty street. "Have fun." "Have a fucking breakdown is more like it," Steed fumed. He bent to pick up the shards of his poor cup to avoid popping a hole in his tire and consoled himself with thoughts of caramel macchiatos. Steed didn't know if ceramic was sharp or strong enough to do such a thing, but he wasn't in the mood to test his already shitty luck. Not when it seemed he was spared the indignity of having his trousers ruined in addition to his mourning. Steed reached for what he thought was a glinting ceramic under his car, only to encounter smooth, thick cardstock. A business card, he thought, pulling it out with a frown. Instead, Steed found himself staring down at what he vaguely recognized as a tarot card. The glint had come from the gold foiling that framed a pair of cups, a lion's head suspended above them. "The Two of Cups," Steed mused. He flipped it over, taking in the background of green leaves and purple spheres. The colors were muted, almost washed out, the style reminding him of the Art Nouveau prints he'd been obsessed with in his teens and early 20s. His father considered art to be an appropriately sophisticated interest. And if Steed let his father believe that he enjoyed art for the sensuously posed women, instead of the soft colors and sumptuous subjects, well, that was neither here nor there. He pocketed the card before throwing away the sharp, ceramic pieces, without a glance into the shop's window. Steed wouldn't be responsible for what happened if he saw anything that looked remotely like tittering at his expense. And poor Frenchie didn't deserve Steed's ire. Lucius did, more often than not, but Steed knew exactly how vexing he could be on a daily basis. He liked to think they balanced one another out. One might have thought Steed would have paid more attention to his surroundings after the tragedy that befell his favorite mug, but one would be dead fucking wrong. Steed was a man possessed when presented with a juicy tidbit to research, and finding a tarot card under his car had just the right amount of whimsical kismet to appeal to Steed's fanciful spirit. A quick Google search had Steed scoffing at his stupid, sentimental heart. Partnership. Harmony. Romantic love. Steed read. He must have stolen the parking spot of whoever the card was meant for, hence his caffeinated karma. The soulmate card, another site read. A genuine connection of two kindred souls, meeting without the weight or warnings that can come with the lovers. A lovely romantic notion, but Steed was painfully aware of how late he had let himself bloom. He locked his phone with a huff of laughter, exchanging it for the card in his back pocket. He stared down at the two cups depicted on the card, one light and one dark, perfect complements to one another. The lion, with its regal mane and proud bearing. Nothing mentioned about the lion. The nobility of love, perhaps? Steed rolled his eyes. What a romantic old sod I've become. He looked up from the card to make sure he hadn't wandered toward the harbor in his distraction, noting the cafe some 200 yards away with some pleasure. His head might have been in the clouds, but Steed's stomach was firmly set on a sweet breakfast and the bitter bite of extra espresso. Despite chiding himself over his poetic and pathetic longings, Steed couldn't let it go. Maybe the lion is about the inherent bravery of love. He laughed at himself some more until the smell of espresso and bread put a pep in his step, the promise of pastries beginning to override the novelty of parking lot divination. Disbelief aside, Steed was reluctant to part with the little flash of hope he'd found, tapping the heavy cardstock against his fingertips as he admired the way the morning sun caught on the gold foiling. Steed heard the jingle of a bell as the coffee smell suddenly grew stronger. He quickly looked up from the card in his hands and was struck dumb. A man all but burst from the cafe, and the mere sight of him alone would have been enough to render Steed breathless. Tall, tattooed, looking effortlessly stylish, in a mix of leather and leftover eyeliner. Warm brown skin and even warmer brown eyes, framed by a long, graying halo of wavy hair. Or, as Steed's brain helpfully pointed out, a mane. A glorious crowning mane of silver hair hovering above the two cups he was holding. The man in front of him was the card come to life, and he was looking at Steed with a gratifyingly interested expression. "Hey," the stranger said. His voice sounded the way velvet felt, words rolling over Steed like a pleasant summer storm. "Hello," Steed responded, unsticking his tongue from the roof of his mouth. Unlike the vision of perfection in front of him, Steed's voice had gone all breathy, and he could practically hear the mooning expression no doubt plastered across his face. "This is really weird," the man began, "but do you like caramel macchiatos?" Steed's mind whited out. "What?" "Sorry, I know it's a weird fucking question to ask a stranger, but they got my drink wrong," they said, turning both cups so that Steed could see the name Ed scribbled in purple Sharpie. "I asked for a caramel matcha, which, okay, fair enough. It's a weird combo, and caramel macchiato is definitely a smart guess if you're struggling to hear people over the shrieking milk thing and a guy that has to have a conversation on speakerphone. Or the person FaceTiming at full volume," Steed added. Ed's eyes lit up with the pleasure of shared annoyance. "Exactly." "Sorry, you were saying?" Steed prompted, rubbing the back of his neck sheepishly. He followed Ed as he shuffled out of the way of the door, orbiting around him like a flower chasing the sun. "Right, yeah. They made me the caramel macchiato by mistake, and just told me to keep it, Ed replied. He held the cup in his left hand a little higher. Not a huge coffee fan, if I'm honest, and my business partner hates Joy and doesn't take any kind of sugar in his caffeine. Steed huffed an incredulous laugh. He looked back toward the shop, half expecting Lucius to leap into view, shouting, "Gotcha!" I was actually on my way here for that exact drink after I spilled my coffee on the way to work. No shit, Ed laughed, delighted. The gold foil on the card caught the light and drew Ed's attention to the two of cups still pinched between the fingers of Steed's right hand. He gave it a curious look before seeking Steed's eyes again. That's one hell of a fuck-off fancy business card, mate. Not a business card, Steed said weakly. He turned the card to face Ed and watched his eyes boggle. Found it under my car when I was picking up the pieces of my broken cup. They stared at one another in silence. Ed's eyes darting from Steed's to the card, while Steed's attention was divided between Ed's own eyes and the drinks in his hand. Eventually, Ed nodded toward a bench a few feet away. Do you wanna... Absolutely, Steed replied. Ed pressed the caramel macchiato into his hand as they walked to the bench and sat facing one another, knees touching. I'm Ed, he introduced, like those two letters weren't burned into Steed's brain. He took the hand Ed offered in greeting, body moving on autopilot. Steed. Nice to fucking meet you, Ed breathed. Steed smiled, letting Ed pluck the tarot card from his hand. Likewise. The end. Please return to the archive to leave all the kudos for Unencrypted for this sweet little story.